American. You're a classic example of the people who built this country.
He's got plenty of ideas on how to bring change.
Great American, a great New Yorker.
This is the Katz Roundtable. Now, here's John Katzimatidis.
Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis here Sunday morning. What's going on in the Middle East? Well, who knows? And a lot of people don't really know, and they want to know. With us today is Ambassador Danny Dannon. And he is a longtime friend. He served as the 17th permanent representative in the United Nations and serves as chairman of the World Likud. And I'll find out exactly what that means. And he has a new book besides what we're going to talk about. He has a new book called The Lion's Den. Good morning, Danny Dannon. How are you?
Good morning. Great to speak with you again. Thank you very much for having me today.
Well, Danny, there's so many problems going on in the Middle East. And, I've always been pro-Israel. And I have more than half of my friends are Jewish. And the fact, I find that Israel is worried about what's going on in the Middle East and about the United States being so friendly in certain ways with Putin, especially they're using Putin to negotiate with Tehran. You tell us in your own words what the heck is going on, because nobody really understands it.
So, like you mentioned, I just published 2 days ago my new book, In the Lion's Den, with a foreword of Ambassador Nikki Haley, where I tell the inside story of what's happening in world diplomacy. And like you mentioned, what's happening today is very, very worrying to see the U.S. racing into a new agreement with Tehran. Actually, they are now re-entering the JCPOA that was signed in 2015. That's bad news for us in Israel, bad news for the allies of the U.S. in Gulf, but it is also bad news for the American people, because when you empower the regime of Tehran, eventually they will come against you. So we are getting ready for all scenarios, meaning we are rebuilding our military capabilities, and I hope that at the end this agreement will not be signed, but for my connection in Vienna, where the negotiations are taking place, unfortunately it looks like the U.S. the administration is determined to sign this agreement all over again.
Ambassador, this makes no sense. I was on Fox Business the other day and on CNBC, and I said inflation, which is a big problem in the United States, we can solve it in 10 minutes. All we have to do is open up the oil in North America between Canada, the United States, Alaska, and Mexico, and the price of oil go back to 60, 65. Why are we making Russia rich? Why are we making the OPEC nations zillionaires again? And they're even using Putin to negotiate with Venezuela on oil. Is there any explanation to that?
Let me add another question to your very valid questions. Why to empower Tehran? You know what they will do with all the billions of dollars they will receive when the sanctions will be completely lifted? They will not
go to terrorism.
Infrastructure. Absolutely. Look. And they will pay the proxies in Syria, in Yemen, in Lebanon, in Gaza. And we will feel it, because it means they will have more money to send more rockets against our civilians. So I cannot have an answer for you why it is happening. But, in the book, I tell the stories of working with two presidents, President Obama and President Trump, and the challenges of working with both of them. But the bottom line that Israel, we have to do what's good for Israel. We have to take care of our, own security issues, especially when you see what's happening today with Ukraine. At the end of the day, we shouldn't count on anyone, including our closest ally, which is the U.S., and we value the great bond we have. But when it comes to security, we shouldn't actually give anyone the possibility to determine our future.
Understood. And as the Israeli people would say, you've said it 100% right, that you are talking to the Russians, and you're talking to the United States. Now, the Saudi Arabians, I understand, will not even talk to Joe Biden or President Biden. I mean, where does that lie? And the Saudi Arabians, when the price of oil went down to $20 a barrel, they were almost partners with President Putin. Where does that intelligence lie?
So, you know, I speak a lot about the Abraham Accord. I was very involved in what happened years before the accords were signed. And we're very proud of the relationship. But, you know, the allies of the U.S. in the Gulf are afraid that, you know, the Iranian will be empowered and then it will change all the rules of the game in the Middle East. So I think the interest of the U.S. is to have stability in the Middle East. But unfortunately, sometimes you have to be strong in order to achieve stability. And it's not what's happening right now with the administration's policy of appeasing Tehran. And actually, you know, you are a very successful businessman. You know, in negotiations, you have to stand strong on your principles. That's not what's happening today. Today, the Iranians bring more demands and more demands. And unfortunately, Europe and the U.S. are actually accepting all their demands.
It is horrible what's going on. And I understand China is watching very carefully, because if the United States surrenders and it has that kind of relationship, then I'm sure China is going to make moves on their own, whether it's the Solomon Islands, the Philippine Islands, or even Taiwan. And that could be a bigger world problem. Before, we're going to talk about your book next, but tell us what else you think the American people should know the truth, and then we're going to get to your book.
So I think it's very important to realize that today there is a strong bond in the Middle East. You know, we signed peace treaties with Jordan, with Egypt, UAE, with Morocco, with Bahrain, and many more are actually thinking about that. We shouldn't take it for granted. We should empower those moderate voices. And I'm afraid that if the U.S. will go now and actually become friendly with Tehran, it will be a bad message not only to Israel, but all those who are now aligned together to promote stability in the region.
And Saudi Arabia refusing to even answer President Bush's calls, what does that mean?
It means that they are disappointed. You know, they are very disappointed because they had expectations. And I think it's important to understand that, you know, you cannot leave your allies by yourself. You know, Elie Wiesel of blessed memory once told me when he came to the UN, he told me, Danny, always pay more attention to the threats of your enemies than to the promises of your allies. And I think that's what today the Saudis and the Israelis and the Emiratis feel, that we have to pay more attention to what the enemies in Tehran are saying rather than the promises we hear in the U.S. and Europe.
Is it right to say that there's a lot of mistrust of the United States right now because of President Bush's position?
Unfortunately, yes, and mainly around the Iran agreement. That is the main issue, the main threat to our region, because, you know, Iran is a major country, and they invest hundreds of millions on their nuclear capabilities, and they are playing for the long run. So that's why today there's a lot of tension around that issue.
Finland and not Norway, Finland and it wants to become part of NATO, and Russia has made threats, and Turkey has said that they're going to veto it. I guess we all know Turkey. I mean, they're part of NATO, but they always want to get paid. What say you?
Well, you know, I think we have to be very cautious with Turkey. You know, in the past, we have seen that they changed their policy overnight. You know, it's a very important country, a member of NATO, as you mentioned, but unfortunately, they use their strengths and leverage not to promote tolerance or stability, but actually to promote violence and incitement, and that's unfortunate. You know, we are very clear with them. We tell them, if you want to show goodwill, first thing you should do, get rid of all the Hamas operatives you are keeping in Istanbul and Ankara. You know, while you allow them to function in your territory, you cannot come and speak about, you know, getting close to Israel or to the U.S. when you actually allow terrorists to walk freely in your countries.
I agree with you 110%. And I was, I admired Putin up to the point where he actually invaded. Up to that point, he has succeeded in dividing NATO with Germany, with possibly France, with Turkey. But after he invaded and did some other stupid things, he has actually brought NATO back together again. And is there any comment on that?
Yeah, I think indeed, you know, today you see that NATO is more united than ever. And I think, you know, Putin was considered to be a genius. But, you know, in the last few weeks, I think he doesn't realize that he's losing, you know, the support for an international arena, but I think also inside Russia. And that's something I'm sure he's concerned about.
Agreed. Now, Ambassador, you wrote a new book. And you were an ambassador. You served in every position in Israel. Tell the American people about your new book.
So the new book is called In the Lion's Den, and it's out this week. It's available on Amazon and major bookstores. And, you know, I served for 5 long years. Can you believe it? You know, it's a very long service for an Israeli ambassador to the UN, at the UN. I saw everything. I worked with everybody. And in the book, I tell the real stories. How things are actually working behind the scene, you know, the struggle for Israel against all the hostility, and also about, you know, the new techniques I employed in order to win at the UN, you know, with Israeli technology, bringing many delegations to Israel, and I think it's fascinating for everybody to understand that, you know, you can win even in a hostile environment if you know how to apply the right techniques and to be strong with your ideas.
And where can we buy this book? It's called The Lion's Desk, The Lion's Den. Where can we buy it?
Lion's Den, you know, my name is Dan, like Daniel in the Bible. In the Bible, the story about Daniel that he had to spend one night in the lion's den, and he survived. You know, for me, it was 5 long years in the lion's den. The book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, major bookstores. And I'm very happy that it's like a very high demand for the book because I reveal some secrets in the book about what really happened during President Obama's administration when he was pushing a resolution to the Security Council a week before he left office and many interesting stories that people were not aware of before the book came out.
Ambassador, Israeli Ambassador Danny Dannon, you are fabulous, and I will enjoy reading your book, and I recommend it to all my friends. If all the people are listening to this interview like the kind of things that me and you talked about, then they should read your book, and I think that'll be very successful. And the headline of our interview may be, Putin was successful in dividing NATO, and then by his dumb moves, Putin was successful. Was successful in reuniting NATO. Is that good?
Yeah, absolutely. Today, NATO is reunited because of what's happening in Ukraine.
Well, I look forward to me and you catching up real soon, and thank you for everything you've done for the world and for Israel. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my friend. Thank you.